This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Want to share with you a few ideas on Parsha Shlach. This week's share was last night. It was an epic share, classic share. Everybody is encouraged to check that out. If anybody would like to be Mishtatef, we're working on translating the Mystery and the Majesty into Spanish and French. If you'd like to participate, please let us know. I want to share with you, in our first segment, two amazing observations from the Sefer Rapduni Batapuchim of Rav Shloima Arieli, brother of Rav Asher Arieli, in the Sefer Rapduni Batapuchim. You know, after the subject of the Meraglim, we have the Parsha of serving Avodah Zarah. And in that Parsha, five times it says, Alashon of Shigaga. It says, V'chi sishku v'loisasu. It says, Ne'esisa l'shigaga. It says, Ki shigagahi. It says, Al shigagasam. Ki l'chal ha'am b'shigaga. Says Rav Shlomo Arieli, similar to what we have in Mahaloscha, in the Pasuk, Va'etna es halavim, where Rashi says, it says, B'nei Yisrael, five times in that Pasuk, to show the great love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for every single Jew, that He loves every single Jew like the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. By the way, the Sefer HaManhig, one of the Rishonim, says that's why before Shemone Esrei we say Tzor Yisrael 1, Kuma B'Ezras Yisrael 2, Ufidei Chenu Mecha Yudav Yisrael 3, Gai Aleinu Hashem Zog Shmoi Kadosh Yisrael 4, Baruch Atah Hashem, Gaal Yisrael 5. Five times we say Yisrael before the Shemone Esrei, again to reiterate Hashem's love for us. But in this parsha, five times it says the word V'chi Sishku, Lashon of Shgaga. Says of Shlomo Arieli, this comes to show that when it comes to Klal Yisrael, the only way the Avera of Avodah Zarah is Shayach is B'Shoigeg. In order to reinforce and to establish and to reiterate the idea that for a Jew to serve Avodah Zarah, the only possibility is Bishgaga. Next idea. It says, V'loy sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem. Says of Shlomo Arieli, isn't there a rule that achar is samuch, acharei is muflag, achar is after, close by, acharei is even far away? So why does it say acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem? The answer is, the Torah is warning us, even though you see that the Yetzer Hara seems to be far away and you're very distant from the sin, so maybe you'll just look at it from afar, you'll desire it from afar. The Torah is saying, no, you may turn astray, you may be led astray, and therefore, even if it's acharei, even if it's far away, even if it's far away, still, you should do everything you can to distance yourself and not to turn away. Even though it's not achar, you always have to be suspect, even if it's just acharei and it seems far from you. Okay, that's first offering.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.